For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. The coronavirus pandemic is stretching the resources of hospitals across the country. Many places are in critical need of doctors and nurses to care for an ever-mounting number of patients. Some medical schools are sending their students into practice even before they graduate. Haseeb Khan will graduate from Michigan State University next month as an MD specializing in emergency medicine. He's set to work in Detroit starting in July. He told me that Michigan State University might be able to get him to the front lines even faster.
Our school is working towards getting our degrees certified and telling us that, you know, if the residencies are saying that they'll be able to take you early, to let them know. But as of yet, I'm still headed to DMC Sinai Grace, but no talks as to starting earlier than the July 1st start date.
When are you scheduled to graduate?
May 9th is the graduation date, but we're not going to have the graduation ceremony. It's going to be something virtual that they're going to do, but May 9th was the graduation date ceremony.
Right. So you're at this point taking online courses to finish this out?
Mm-hmm. We're seeing patients through Zoom and FaceTime. And then we also have like a 2-week dedicated COVID-19 course that the university is asking if we want to enroll into, just for more information on treating patients with the symptoms of COVID-19.
How do you feel about all this right now, Haseeb? I mean, personally and as a budding professional.
It's definitely a little concerning, but I'm pretty confident in my ability to, like, at least triage patients, at least to see patients who I could confirm and say that, you know, you're probably not having COVID-19 symptoms if you're coming in here for like stomach pain and nausea and vomiting. Definitely, you know, it is a little bit of concern, but this is what we signed up for.
But you have to admit, Haseeb, that this could really put your triage skills to the test, because many people who are asymptomatic can be carriers of the virus. People may have no clue whatsoever, and you can't necessarily detect that right away.
Yeah, absolutely. And the only reason I would be really concerned in that case would be the lack of personal protection for myself, the masks, the gowns. I would be concerned if I was going to a place where they don't have the personal protection that, you know, can ensure that I won't get it from someone who's showing obvious symptoms, or for someone who's asymptomatic, who I might be treating for something else, but they might be an asymptomatic carrier of COVID-19.
I wonder how your family feels about this. I mean, you are entering this profession at a momentous time in history, that goes without saying, and all eyes right now in society are on people like you, people in the healthcare industry, and that has to give your family and friends a moment of pause to think about what's really happening here.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially my wife, you know, we just had a baby December 16th. And so she's definitely a little concerned about me going into the emergency department earlier than expected, if that's the case. You know, it is definitely scary to be going in during a time like this. But honestly, as long as we take the proper precautions, as long as the proper equipment is there for us to protect ourselves when we're seeing patients, there's nothing else that I would want to be doing right now. You know, I've been cooped up in my apartment for the last 2.5 months. And I've been really wanting to just go out there and start helping people. And I know I have had family members and friends reach out to me about information about COVID-19. And I've been doing as much as I can over the phone. But it would definitely mean a lot to me to be out there on the front lines, being able to help people.
Haseeb, what has this whole experience that we are going through collectively taught you that you could have never learned in a classroom?
I think just seeing how people react to, like, you know, uncertainty and fear, you know, seeing people, you know, stock up on toilet papers, and I've been seeing videos of people fighting in grocery stores and supplies running low. Honestly, at the end of the day, it opens my eyes to the reality that, you know, you need to just go out there and educate people. If we all do the basic stuff of washing our hands, staying at home, if you're going to cough, cover your mouth, sneeze, cover your nose. If we do the basic stuff like that, you know, we can make a real big difference in making sure that less people get infected. You know, we could definitely get things under control eventually.
Haseeb Khan is a fourth-year medical student at Michigan State University's College of Human Medicine. He is set to graduate in May with an emphasis in emergency medicine and is slated to work at Detroit Medical Center, Sinai Grace. Haseeb, thank you for your time. We wish you all the best. Please stay safe, and thank you for heading out on the front lines on all of our behalf.
Appreciate it, Kevin. Thank you very much.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.